Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into predictive maintenance, or PDM. There's so much buzz, massive investment projections.
Huge numbers. We're talking $34.1 billion projected market by 2030.
Exactly, and something like 42% of industrial leaders planning to spend more. But here's the thing we're exploring today. Why do so many organizations, despite all this momentum, kind of struggle?
Yeah, why do they find it so hard to turn that potential into, you know, real measurable value? It's a great question.
So maybe kick us off. What is predictive maintenance fundamentally? How is it different from what companies were doing before?
Right. So think about traditional preventive maintenance. It's schedule-based. Like,
yeah.
Change the oil every 5,000 miles, whether the oil is actually degraded or not.
Okay. Time or usage-based. Rigid.
Exactly. PDM flips that. Uses real-time condition monitoring sensors, beta feeds, and analytics, smart algorithms, to predict failure.
So it tells you before something breaks?
Ideally, yes. Or at least it tells you when intervention is actually necessary based on the asset's current condition, not just because the calendar says so.
Which sounds way more efficient.
It is. It enhances reliability because you catch problems early. It reduces waste. You're not throwing out perfectly good parts. Better energy efficiency. Supports sustainability. It's a smarter approach.
Okay, sounds great on paper, but let's get to that reality check. Our sources show a lot of these PDM projects seem to, well, stall out.
They do hit roadblocks. Common pitfalls we see are things like launching without a really solid business case.
So it feels more like a science project than a business initiative.
Kind of, yeah. Or choosing tools that just don't integrate well with the systems they already have. That causes huge headaches.
I can imagine. What else?
Underestimating the data side of things. It's complex. Managing it, cleaning it, making sense of it, and sometimes just not having the right skills internally.
The capability gap.
Definitely. And then there's the big one, getting stuck in pilot mode. They prove it works on one machine, maybe two, but they just can't seem to scale it across the plant or the enterprise.
So why? What's underneath those challenges? Why do they fail to launch properly or grow?
Well, it often boils down to a few core things. Data complexity is one. Sometimes you don't have enough good data. Sometimes you're drowning in it, but can't find the signal in the noise.
Right.
Then there are organizational silos. You know, the maintenance team isn't talking effectively to the IT team or the operations tech folks.
Classic organizational friction.
Yeah. And sometimes corporate sets a big goal, but the local teams don't see how it connects to their reality, or they lack the resources. Misalignment is a killer.
And the skill gaps you mentioned.
Big time. Data analytics, reliability engineering principles. These aren't skills every maintenance team just has. It really hammers home that technology alone isn't the answer. It's people, process, and tech.
Okay, so if tech isn't the whole story, what is? Our sources talk about stages of maturity. Can you walk us through that? Sounds like a useful framework.
Yeah, but it helps understand the journey. Stage one is uncertainty. People are asking, is PDM relevant for us? Is it urgent? There's often a lack of alignment.
Just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Then you move into getting started. Okay, we think we want to do this, but where do we start? How do we structure a pilot? How does it link to actual business goals? Lots of questions.
Practical hurdles start appearing.
Exactly. Stage three is initial implementation. Pilots are running, maybe showing some promise, but scaling up, that's tough. You hit resistance, maybe those silos again, or you can't clearly show the ROI yet.
The infamous pilot purgatory.
You got it. Finally, if you get through that, you reach optimization and integration. PDM is part of the daily workflow. The focus shifts to continuous improvement, maybe expanding to more assets or using more advanced analytics.
Okay, that path makes sense. And alongside these stages, there are key building blocks needed for success.
Absolutely. Five crucial ones. First, that business case we mentioned. Got to anchor it in real operational and financial relevance. What problems are you solving? What benefits do you realistically expect?
Non-negotiable first step.
Totally. Second is organizational change. This is huge. Getting buy-in across functions, maintenance, IT, operations, defining clear ownership, building up those team capabilities through proper change management.
The people side again?
Always. Third, systems and tools. Selecting tech that fits, that integrates, that provides reliable data flow, not just the shiniest new object.
Makes sense. Fourth.
Implementation itself needs to be structured. Prioritize your most critical assets first, perhaps. Define clear workflows for acting on the insights. Have feedback loops.
And finally.
Sustaining success. It's not one and done. You need continuous evaluation. Track metrics like uptime, maintenance costs, safety incidents, regular reviews. Refine the process. Keep improving.
That's a really clear breakdown. So let's make it concrete. There's a case study in the sources, an oil and gas supermajor. What was their story?
Right. This was a big international player. Their goal was ambitious slash unplanned downtime, which is incredibly costly and risky in their industry, and also improve safety and environmental performance.
Why stakes? And they had good internal resources.
They did. Really strong internal data science teams, actually. Very capable analytically. But here's the interesting part. They struggled.
Struggled how?
They struggled to translate the sophisticated PDM insights their data scientists were generating into actual operational impact on the ground.
That gap again between the analytics and the action.
Precisely. The analysis was top-notch, but bridging that gap to maintenance execution, getting the right work order to the right person at the right time with the right information, that was the bottleneck.
So what changed?
They brought in an external expert who acted essentially as a co-driver, someone who could work alongside both the data scientists and the operational teams.
A translator, almost, bridging those worlds.
Exactly. This co-driver helped ensure the insights were actionable, integrated into workflows, and actually used by the maintenance teams. And the results were pretty staggering.
Tony.
Just from three specific PDM use cases they focused on initially, they achieved over $5 million in yearly cost savings.
Wow, just from three.
Just from three. Plus, significant improvements in OEE, overall equipment effectiveness, a key manufacturing metric, and they demonstrably mitigated some major HSE risks.
That really underscores the importance of bridging that analytics to operations gap. It wasn't just about having smart algorithms.
Not at all. It was about making those algorithms work in the real world of operations and maintenance.
So the big takeaway here seems pretty clear. PDM success isn't just about buying fancy tech or hiring data scientists.
No, it's much broader. It's profoundly about getting that strategic alignment right, ensuring the organizational culture is ready for change, having solid governance in place.
And nailing that execution piece, that last mile from the insight generated by the data to the action taken on the plant floor.
Couldn't see it better. Which leads to a final thought, maybe something for you listening to consider.
Go for it.
Predictive maintenance shouldn't be viewed as just another isolated project you implement. It's really about building a long-term capability within the organization.
A fundamental shift in how you operate.
Yes. And its success, as that case study showed, often hinges on finding the right co-driver, whether that's an internal champion or an external partner, someone who can really help connect the dots and align the strategy, the data, the tools, and crucially, the people.
That's powerful. Someone to help navigate those stages and integrate those building blocks effectively.
Exactly. Someone to help unlock that full potential.
So think about that in your own context. How could better alignment, focusing on those building blocks, maybe finding that co-driver, help you turn potential into real, measurable operational excellence? Lots to chew on there. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.